The U.S. president has once again rejected allegations that he colluded with Russia to tilt the 2016 presidential election in his own favor. In a tweet, Donald Trump said nobody has been able to show any proof about his alleged collusion with Moscow after months of investigations. Trump has been facing accusations that Russia's support helped him win last November's election. He, however, rejects the claims. Trump is currently under investigation by Congress and the FBI. The U.S. president is also being investigated for possibly obstructing justice, which is a potentially impeachable offense. Well, to discuss that further, I'm joined by Mike Harris, who's editor at Veterans Today, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Harris, do you believe that there is any proof out there that Russia and Trump colluded together to make him win?
No, absolutely not. If there was proof, the Democrats would have unveiled it by now, and that would be, you know, front page news. They're trying to whip this up, but so far no one has been able to deliver anything concrete at all. But while we're talking about interference in U.S. elections, let's point to Israel. And let's look at their foreign agency that they have established in the United States called AIPAC. They interfere in U.S. elections on an ongoing and regular basis. That is really the bigger story here that no one dares talk about, because the Zionist Israeli influence in the U.S. is sacrosanct, and no one is allowed to discuss it in public. So that's a different set of issues.
And Mr. Harris, we have about a minute left. Everything in politics is obviously about perception. So at this point, now that this doubt has been put into people's minds that there may be this connection with Russia, do you think that at some point Trump may be impeached?
Well, let's look at who the special counsel is. The special counsel is this guy, Mueller. Now, remember, folks, Mueller was the head of the FBI during 9/11. He was the guy who covered up 9/11 and destroyed the crime scene. Mr. Mueller is indeed a deep state operative and is not to be trusted for anything that he does. So any conclusions out of Mr. Mueller are to be discarded at face value, because Mueller has proven himself to be a traitor to the United States and the public interest here. So I think that Mr. Trump will skate on this because Mueller needs to be dismissed immediately. In fact, Mueller needs to be investigated and arrested himself. Let's cut to the chase here, because Mueller is dirty. He is an enabler of the deep state, and he allows them to keep doing what they've been doing. And the American people see through it. We've had enough. We are done with crooked politics and this whole 9/11 fraud and everything that goes with it. That's why they're so afraid of Trump, is because he might bring honesty and might bring some integrity back to U.S. government.
Okay, Mr. Harris, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.